Cyber Monday.
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 It's like Black Friday, only more cybery.
With high-powered Wi-Fi scrolling, clicking, shopping, saving, economy-injecting power.
Fill your shopping basket with an endless supply of crap you wouldn't normally buy.
But because you can get up to 70% off and free delivery,
you'll purchase practically anything.
Don't miss the online deals and steals.
Cyber Monday.
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 Bring your credit card.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Can you tell me what day it is?
Monday. Thank God.
Today is the day.
Got from the comfort of your own home.
Online. Online.
It is Cyber Monday today.
Black Friday ends. Check out Cyber Monday.
One of the biggest online shopping days of the year.
Wait, I thought we were buying online.
Look online. Everything's online.
Women be shopping.
I'm buying some really dumb stuff online.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Let's start the show.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, where everything is on sale, 75% off for Cyber Monday only. Thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait to start the Monday recap of last week. We had a whirlwind week for Thanksgiving. So not we didn't just have Thanksgiving. Oh no. We had to do it in Connecticut, and we had to drive there. Why? Yeah. Why? Well, we'll tell you in just a minute or so. And then not only that, but we did take the train into New York, which was fantastic. We'll tell you about that as well. But I have one minor suggestion for next year, that we do not lug around our luggage all damn day walking around New York. We got to figure out a better way of doing that, because I'm not doing that. I'm also going to be paying a visit to Dr. Rick Jaminet, but that's to be expected. And we'll talk about that. And then let me bring up a graphic here. Good Lord. All right, this is not the graphic that I planned on bringing up, but you know what? It's one of those squirrel moments. Actually, not a squirrel moment, but a deer moment. This was on a friend's timeline. Anyway, I digress. Let's stop sharing that. So yeah, we had a wonderful time on Thanksgiving vacation. It was fantastic. We saw an incredible show in New York, Beetlejuice on Broadway, at the Palace Theater, and I am a genius. well, actually, I think the Google helped, just quite a bit. So when Tab mentioned that that she got tickets to Beetlejuice on Broadway, and since I am most familiar and have frequented New York the most, I set out to find the hotel. And what I stumbled upon was Tempo by Hilton. Now I'm a Hilton Rewards member. I mean, just because I've stayed at a bunch of them, and I get some sort of a discount or whatever. Actually, I really really love the Marriotts, but Hilton's pretty damn nice too, especially Tempo, which, by the way, not only was it bonkers, absolutely freaking gorgeous, it was right next door, literally connected to the Palace Theater. I wanted the least amount of time that it would take us to get from the hotel to the show, and I found it. So kudos and thank you so much, Tempo by Hilton. In Times Square, it was absolutely gorgeous. Now, typically, I would stay a couple blocks off of Times Square if I'm there for work, and I don't want to mess with tourists. But I am revising that completely because this place, it was state of the art. It looked like it was brand freaking new. Even the elevators were high speed. And just, you know, you'd use your card obviously to access them, but they only took you to the floor that you selected. So anybody going to that floor, those are the only people that got to go. That's not the only cool thing about it, but damn, and they were high speed. The other hotel that I stayed at, a couple blocks away from Times Square. Those elevators took forever. It was kind of dingy. The rooms were smaller, and I paid the same amount of money. I will not be doing that one again. I will be rebooking at Tempo, and I'll walk an extra block or two to get to the Javits Center or whatever destination I need to get to for work next time I go up. So anyway. It was a fantastic trip. Thanksgiving dinner was absolutely magical. Tab's best friend, Sarah, we stayed with her family, and they are just the most wonderful people on the face of planet Earth, and so welcoming. But we went up, we drove up. Now here's the reason that we drove up. Okay. Let me see if I can... I still have the deer picture up. Let me see if I can emphasize this with a photo. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, let me see if I can find a very, very recent picture of this absolutely, positively beautiful boy. No, that's Jer Bear, but the other beautiful boy, which is Surfer Dude... All right, so here's if you're watching us on our Facebook Live, here is Surfer Dude. Now, can you imagine leaving that face? Okay, can you imagine? No. And so Tab, she said no, we're taking Surfer, so we have to drive, and I reluctantly. Went, all right, look at that face. I have no argument on that whatsoever. And this was months before. This was while we were planning the trip when we first got Surfer Dude. And I'm like, okay, all right, I agree 100%. We will drive all the way to Connecticut from Lynchburg, Virginia. 10 hours of driving. But I'll do that because of that face, okay? So then, You know, we got the tickets to Beetlejuice, and we're trying to figure out the logistics, and we just assumed that that you know Sarah's parents would also watch Surfer Dude, but then at the last minute, and I said at the last minute. Tab decided that we were not going to take Surfer Dude, and she had arranged for a house sitter to take care of the pets and live at the house while we were away. And so,
nothing for you.
So, I then looked at booking tickets to travel rather than drive. And the same tickets that I could have got for $219 were now $1,400. So drive we did, and that's what we did. But we survived. We made it, except for, and now I need to share this. Where's the latest one? Where is it? Oh, did I post? Where did I post it? Oh, I posted it on my personal page. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. So again, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, and you can go and check out this this show open on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. There. I absolutely, positively hate. I mean, hate.
Hate.
Not. There's hate is a very strong word, and if I loathe, absolutely positively hate. I-81. I also hate I-95. Yep. Thanks. I hate I-95 as well. And so here's what happened. I mean, you know, if you travel, you know, if you're driving 81, even if it's not a holiday weekend, okay. And we thought we were smart. We left early Saturday morning thinking, you know, everybody else is going to be traveling on a Sunday and no. So other people also attempt to think that hack. And so, 81 was just a ridiculous effing mess the whole way down. Once we got into the great Commonwealth of Virginia, that's when in West by God, Virginia, it was fine. It was fine. Why? Because they have six lanes, three lanes on each side, and the furthest left lane. You can't have trucks or buses, okay? No trucks or buses allowed. No trucks or buses allowed.
Nothing for you.
That's right. So, and that's West by God, Virginia. But then you get into the great Commonwealth of Virginia, and it is just an effing disaster. So, we are going to be reaching out, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. Do that on today's show. But we're going to be reaching out to Len Stevens from VDOT, and we're not going to give him the Spanish Inquisition because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. We are going to ask him some probing questions about why does traffic just grind to an immediate halt, and there's seemingly now in this case there was a crash ahead and the left lane was blocked, but in every other damn case there is no apparent reason whatsoever why, especially around Harrisonburg. There was absolutely positively no freaking reason why. Okay, so we're going to ask Len from VDOT if he can enlighten us, give us some information, tell us maybe what we can do when we're traveling for Christmas. Okay, so we're actually going to provide a real solid public service here, and we're not just going to rant, and we're not just going to give him the third degree. And it's not like it's his fault. He didn't build the damn roads. He didn't not add an additional lane to I-81. And maybe we can get some insight as to why this happens and what we can do to maybe alleviate our travel issues if we're forced to travel on I-81. Okay. And then 95 up in Connecticut, it was the same damn thing. I mean, just, you know, for no apparent reason whatsoever, traffic would just grind to a stop. So maybe we can reverse engineer this and figure out why. Why does this happen? All right. So we're going to talk more about each individual thing that we did. I might even show more pictures. You never know. It's kind of like the vacation slides. Hey, everybody, come look at the pictures from our vacation. I did get a haircut. Look at this. Here, let's get rid of this screen. If you want to check this out, look at that. Look. Now, yeah, it still is a little long. I did not get it chopped off. Dutch boy, F you. It's still dude-ish, and I got my beard trimmed up very, very nice. I got this done up in Connecticut. I didn't care to get my hair cut or my beard trimmed at all. But Tab and Maddie and Sarah all agreed that I looked like Nick Nolte in Down and Out in Beverly Hills, and that I should get a trim up, get a glow up. Tab even agreed to pay for it. So off we went in search of a barber on Black Friday, and honest to God, this guy looked like Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, and he not only did a great job on the beard, he did a great job on the hair. I've now had 1, 2, 3, 4 barbers in my entire life. So we're gonna elaborate on all of this on the program. We're talking Thanksgiving, and then I think we're talking about, oh yeah, now yesterday. I made a second Thanksgiving meal because we like leftovers. We love leftovers. What is Thanksgiving without leftovers? And we weren't going to cart leftovers because there weren't that many. We weren't going to cart them from Connecticut down here. So we decided we were going to cook our own Thanksgiving meal yesterday, and we were going to celebrate. So we did. Now, your Thanksgiving meal was prepared on Thanksgiving Day, okay, Thursday. This is the last day to eat your Thanksgiving leftovers, according to who? According to who? Who says this? Oh, the USDA. Okay. So according to them, and we'll talk about that. Plus, we did a top list, top signs it's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. Not us. We just cooked ours, so we're good for the next couple days. All right. Wow. That was a long show, Oban. So that and so much more on this edition. Of course, we've got your 5 random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in .news. You can catch us on the Alexa device just simply by enabling the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So you can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. Hello! And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. That's a repack of the live show that we're doing now. And then we repack it into a full-length podcast, usually drops around noon each day, Monday through Friday, a different show, different podcast. We produce about 240 episodes per year, so that means 240 podcasts plus bonus content that you can enjoy. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And that handle is good for all of our social media. That's good for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, MySpace, your place on my face. And anyway, so yeah, all the places. You face, that's the one I was thinking about. Who are you facing? Yeah, so all that and more coming up on the Monday recap edition of The Mike Show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now, a family's thoughts during Thanksgiving dinner.
Why does Aunt Dawn put raisins in the string beans? She knows we all hate raisins. Does she hate us?
Old Milwaukee, I should have brought my own beer.
Oh, feels like forever since I played a video game.
Why can't Uncle Dave stop saying Bad Bunny is a stupid name for a singer?
I know someone with a real name they should have do the Super Bowl halftime show. Neil Diamond.
If I wanted a Spanish halftime show, I'd turn on Telemundo.
Looks like a new record for me getting my buzz on.
And that was A Family's Thoughts During Thanksgiving Dinner.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's The Mike Show. All right. Today is December the 1st. See, I didn't even realize because we visited family for Thanksgiving. So we had absolutely positively no leftovers to deal with. But then that brings its own, lunchtime catastrophes. Because then we don't have the turkey sandwiches and the turkey soup and the turkey tacos and all the things that you can make with the leftovers. But be forewarned. Yeah, if you have leftovers from Thursday, okay, and if your refrigerator still looks like a game of Jenga or Tetris, well, tonight's meal should be a Thanksgiving leftover buffet because, be careful, today is the last day. Last day.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah. That you should eat your Thanksgiving leftovers.
Nothing for you.
After that. Or freeze the leftovers. Okay. It's been 4 days and I wasn't even thinking about this because, you know, I cooked our Thanksgiving meal yesterday. So we're good for at least the next 4 days. But for you guys that did your Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, technically, today is the last day to eat all your leftovers before they go bad. Some people might live dangerously and push them a few more days, especially with food prices these days, but experts don't recommend it. You would just get sick of eating it. Oh, you won't just get sick of eating it. You could get sick for real. According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be stored in the refrigerator for 3 to 4 days. If you don't want to waste the food you have, most leftovers can last a few months in the freezer. So get them in there ASAP. There's one Thanksgiving staple that will survive the refrigerator a little while longer. Homemade cranberry sauce. It lasts a week to 10 days. And the canned stuff can last 2 years. I'm just kidding. It can last up to 2 weeks in the refrigerator. And we had that. We had that in Connecticut. And David got a can of it and dumped it out and just dumped the thing out. He didn't even chop it up or anything. He just dumped it out, put it on the plate and said, "Here you go, heathens." Now, I know a lot of old schoolers. Mom, you will scoff at the 4-day warning, but remember, the smell test isn't 100% reliable. Thanksgiving dishes spoil faster than other leftovers because the food sits out in the danger zone longer than a typical meal. And just be careful and don't push anything with meat and dairy, which is basically everything, unless you're vegan. With that, we turned this into a top list. Since the USDA says today is the last day Thanksgiving leftovers are no longer edible, but you already knew that. If you notice anything from today's list, it's our top list today, top signs. It's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. All right, here we go. Number one. What should I do with? No, that's not good. Maybe should this one? Yeah, that one's applicable for this application as well. Okay, let's do that. Top signs. It's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. All right, here we go. Number one. It looks like guacamole. It feels like guacamole. It's not guacamole. Top signs. It's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. It hisses when you touch it. Top signs. It's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. It's covered in fuzz. You know, like when Timothy Chalamet tries to grow a mustache. Top signs, it's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. Everything else in your refrigerator slowly backed away from it. Top signs, it's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. When you offered it to the dog, he said thanks, but I'll stick with poop.
In the buttock, so.
Yep. Top signs, it's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. Even Post Malone complains about its smell. Top signs, it's time to throw out your leftovers. Thanksgiving leftovers. Nickelodeon wants to pour it on people at a Kids' Choice Award. It's the same shade of green you turn when Nana asks you to rub her bunions. Your bunions. Top signs, it's time to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. It evolved a brain capable of processing simple tasks. Better than Rob Gronkowski. Anyway, it's The Mike Show coming up.
Nothing for you.
Yep. We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, you know what? This is a good alternative. Let's do this one. Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's Cyber Monday. Possibly the last one where people will enjoy spending their money before AI takes their jobs. Zootopia 2 opened at number 1 at the box office. If you'd like to see talking animals without going to the movies, take mushrooms. Diddy served Thanksgiving meals to fellow inmates. The only catch is that they weren't allowed to ask what made the turkey so juicy. And a city in Alaska will let residents vote on their smartphones. And you can see it already. The winner of the election is Candy Crush. This is not headline news.
Ryan Seacrest. I don't know. It's the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. Look at it, man. Look at how things thinned out. The trees are completely bare since we left. All right. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist. And it's cold, too. It was colder down here. It was like 17 degrees when I checked the forecast down here the other day, and up in Connecticut, it was like 38 or something. It's bonkers. Anyway, we'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford anybody. all right, coming up on today's program, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, ShareGreaterLynchburg.org.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for 5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Progresso Canned Foods was launched 100 years ago in 1925 when 2 Italian-American food importing companies merged in New Orleans. But that dusty old can of Progresso soup in the back corner of your pantry wouldn't be that old. They didn't start selling soup until 1949. And the first flavor was minestrone. Number 2. There are about 117 million lakes in the world, which cover about 4% of the surface of the Earth. Number 3. 49% of Rolling Stone's latest list of the 500 greatest songs of all time were released in the 1960s or 1970s. There are 11 songs from this decade, the 2020s, that have already made the cut. The highest ranking one is Kill Bill by SZA, from 2022. It's ranked at number 267 out of 500. Number four, Lewis Carroll never uses the name Mad Hatter in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. The character is just called the Hatter. He has a mad tea party, so people started to blend the two together. And then number five, all right, geeks, nerds, pay attention. You could last about 15 seconds in space without a spacesuit and helmet before you'd go unconscious. But you could stay alive for up to 3 minutes. So see, Guardians of the Galaxy was realistic. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition coming up. We have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, today is Cyber Monday. This year's tariffs are slowing down Christmas gift shipments, causing major delays as retailers and customs agencies deal with policy changes and processing backlogs. This has led to delays in getting products to stores, resulting in less variety and potentially higher prices for consumers on certain items like electronics, toys, and apparel. So with that, we have a song.
Cyber Monday, so good for me. Cyber Monday, all of the deals are online to see. Oh, Cyber Monday, they will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there under the tree. Cyber Monday, so good for me. Shopping naked all day long and no one can see. Oh, Cyber Monday's turning into a pain. 'Cause they don't have just what I need in the supply chain.
All right, let's go to viral videos. This one's cute. Some celebrities hate taking selfies with fans. They just don't. But Brendan Fraser not only takes them, in this case, he teaches a fan how to take selfies well.
Could I get a quick selfie?
Allow me.
Oh, thank
here's
you.
Your pen.
I'm going to go to your settings. We're picking a timer.
Oh, man, you know what to do.
Out here.
All right.
Contour light.
Boom. There you go.
Come on, man.
I trust you.
All right. Now I want y'all to look at the green light, not yourself.
Get in, guys.
Who wants in?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. That's cute. All right. So how was your Thanksgiving? Well, it had to be better than what happened to this large family in New Jersey. Right after a 12-year-old family member spoke before dinner, the long 10-foot table that all the food was on collapsed. I said it collapsed.
No!
Yep. The food containers fell onto the floor. Here is the shocking moment that they caught it all on camera.
There's a bath.
Yeah. Bravo! Bravo! Bravo!
Oh, it was an antique table that broke down. The family said that they were all able to laugh about it. Some of the turkey, ham, and steak was saved, and they had backup sides ready a short while later, if you were worried. Oh, and we mentioned this earlier. Thanksgiving was Thursday, so throw out your leftovers day was Saturday, and technically today is the last day to eat your Thanksgiving leftovers. Most foods can last 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator. After that, it could make you sick.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure the turkey's through. It's turning blue. Don't want to get another case of salmonella. I think the pumpkin pie's okay for one more day. I better eat it now or I'll get salmonella.
All right, skip that. Oh, here we go. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade had 34.3 million viewers across NBC and the Cock of P. That's a new record, by the way. During the first hour, Al Roker talked with a famous rockette who had a surprise for a little girl in the crowd, but she had a surprise for them as well.
This is Elliot. Hi, Elliot. Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And how old?
Seven.
And are you excited to see the Rockettes?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Elliot? We've got a very special something for you. You've got a golden ticket. You get to see the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes. Are you excited?
I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday. You get to see them again.
Yay.
Yay. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Wow. All right, let's see. Skip that. We're going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Dennis Regan, shopping the butter aisle.
I was home for Thanksgiving. My mom sent me to the store to get butter, right? Just to buy butter. I figured that was something I was capable of doing. I find the dairy section in the aisle where they have all the margarine. Then they have all this other stuff. It's not even margarine anymore. I don't know what the hell it is. I see a touch of butter. Move over, butter. Sort of smells like butter. I can't find butter. I see this stuff called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. I'm having no trouble believing it's not butter. Nothing here is butter. They got a product there called Promise. I don't care if they name it I Swear to God. I'm not buying it. I ended up, I bought this stuff called Country Crock. I figured at least these people were being honest with me.
Oh, and by the way, if you see that in our refrigerator, it's probably leftovers from last year. All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, and maybe like you like it, make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Yeah. A 21-year-old guy in Illinois is facing charges after he got into a heated argument on Thanksgiving and ended the fight by torching their house.
Go!
Yeah, police in Beach Park, Illinois, near Chicago, responded to a call at 7:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and at that point, it was just an argument. The family said 21-year-old Eric Crump, who was still living at home, had been antagonizing and arguing with other people at dinner. Police were able to calm things down, and he agreed to keep to himself the rest of the night. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. They had to come back an hour later because the house was on fire. It turns out Eric learned he was about to be kicked out and couldn't live there anymore. So he used gasoline and some sort of accelerant to start a fire in his bedroom. He was standing on the street with a knife when police got there, but luckily no one was hurt. Everyone made it out okay. The silver lining is he won't have to worry about finding an apartment now. He's facing serious jail time for arson. The bad news is his family needs a place to live. Their house suffered major damage. And then there's good news? Okay, great. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Over 200 dogs and cats got special meals on Thanksgiving thanks to the Pennsylvania SPCA. Here's their public relations director, Jillian Coker, on why it's not only special to the animals, but to the staff as well.
We're here at the Pennsylvania SPCA, and we are feeding our animals a Thanksgiving feast. So we're saying that Thanksgiving has gone to the dogs and cats today, giving them turkey and pumpkin and green beans and rice and, you know, just helping them feel like they're part of a family because they really are a part of our family until they find their forever homes.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org. That is it. That is the program. Hey, we made it. We survived Monday. All right, we are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.